GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Alex here, your bridge over the turbulent waters of the crypto universe, where hype meets hard tech and reality checks are issued on the regular. Today, we're diving into some tectonic shifts that are reshaping the landscape for builders, founders, and anyone intrigued by the cryptoverse in 2026. First, let's talk about the elephant in the room. AI is coming for crypto jobs. Now, before you imagine robots overthrowing your office Slack, let's clarify. AI in its current 2026 form isn't just a collection of chatty bots. We've moved way past the days of ChatGPT and its ilk. We're now dealing with agents, AI systems that autonomously take actions, run workflows, and make decisions. OpenAI's Astra, for instance, isn't just a predictive text machine. It's a virtual team member that could potentially replace half your workforce. Imagine a tool that can analyze market trends, execute trades, and optimize blockchain protocols without the buzzword-laden presentations. That's Astra's world, and we're all just living in it. But before you start polishing your AI overlord welcome speech, remember that these systems consume copious amounts of energy, leaving a footprint that threatens not just your job, but your carbon footprint. And as for Bitcoin, the concern isn't just about AI doing our jobs better, but potentially cracking the cryptographic puzzles that secure it. Quantum supremacy isn't here yet, but 2026 is too close for comfort. Now, onto the topic of Web3 designers and their compensation. In 2026, a junior Web3 designer can expect to earn around $90,000, while principal roles can fetch north of $300,000. These designers aren't just making things pretty. They're integrating decentralized tech into user interfaces, which takes a special kind of know-how. Imagine designing a dApp where users have to understand the complexities of smart contracts, NFTs, and DAOs without a trust fund manager to guide them. It's about crafting experiences that combine aesthetic prowess with blockchain mechanics. The canvas has changed, and so have the tools, which means you can't just slap on a new coat of paint and call it a day. Protocols like Ethereum, Solana, and Polygon are at the forefront of this, demanding innovative interaction designs that are as much about user empowerment as they are about usability. Lastly, let's address the lawsuit looming over Ledger. A proposed class action suit in the Southern District of New York is seeking a cool $500 million from the hardware wallet maker. The kicker? No encryption was cracked, no secure elements bypassed. Instead, a customer list was stolen, and that list was enough for scammers to impersonate Ledger representatives and empty wallets. The named plaintiff, Douglas Kim, claims a loss of nearly $2 million. This isn't just a legal kerfuffle. It's a sobering reminder of where the real vulnerabilities lie, not in the cryptography, but in the human aspects of tech. It's a call to action for greater security around ancillary customer data, which can be just as valuable, if not more so, than the encrypted contents of a hardware wallet. So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? If you're a developer or designer, the message is clear. Adapt or get sidelined. AI isn't just a tool, it's a paradigm shift that's redefining roles and responsibilities. And as for security, the traditional boundaries of where risks lie are blurring. Understanding these shifts is crucial for anyone involved in building the next generation of blockchain technologies. That's your dose of crypto reality for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.